the second annual Disability Pride Exhibition at Gallery B. Welcome back to Disability Network Washtenaw Monroe Livingston's second annual Disability Pride Exhibition at Gallery B. We're so glad you're here. This year's exhibition features incredible artwork from across the state of Michigan and the Midwest region. Take your time to peruse the collage pieces, painted works, sculptures, and more across Gallery B, the gathering space, and the small conference room. There's plenty of artwork to experience. Be sure to join us for DNWML's annual ADA celebration on July 26th for our reception and the opportunity to talk with the artists themselves and enjoy live performances from Theater B actors, singers, and poets. I am thrilled to have more than doubled the size of our exhibition this year. Words cannot express my gratitude for the artists from our service area and beyond who have submitted thoughtful, well-crafted work. I am also so thankful to you, the viewer, the art appreciator, who has taken the time to visit Gallery B and delve into the creative processes of these artists. Without them, and without your support, this testament to the lives and creativity of disabled artists would not exist. And I'm Claire Moore, the Arts and Social Support Program Manager and Gallery Manager. Feel free to pause this audio tour if you would like to spend more time with an individual piece. Gallery B artwork, moving from right side of the room around to the back wall, to the left side of the room, and then hitting the front wall. The Garden of My Life by Krista Kohler, paper sculpture. Three large sunflowers in the foreground with yellow petals and green stems and leaves. The far left sunflower reads, "Not all disabilities are visible." Behind them, three smaller sunflowers in a green field. Above, a blue sky with textural white clouds and a sun in the center that reads, "Be the sunshine." From the artist. My project represents the garden of my life. I use the following facts about sunflowers to form the concept of my design. The sun gives nourishment and stimulates growth to the flower as it follows the sun across the sky. They can grow in a variety of types of soils. When it is deeply watered, it will develop deep roots. Sunflowers can grow strong and tall in adversity. The rocky soil depicts obstacles and adversity I had to overcome. Through love and encouragement from family and friends and a strong support system, including Disability Network, I was able to develop deep roots of trust, endurance, and along with perseverance, and I am learning to stand strong and tall in adversity. One origami sunflower represents my invisible neurological disability. A multicolored origami flower, along with a variety of colors, shapes, and designs in my piece, represent the variety of individuals I've met from different cultures, customs, strengths, and impairments, and the variety of the programs and the people behind them. Stormy Sea, C.J. Parker, acrylic on canvas. Abstract painting, mostly pale orange with wavy lines of light gray and streaks of black. Untitled One by Terry Dean Fry, acrylic on paper. A small triptych, three abstract pieces in a row, gray, green, and maroon textural brush strokes. Watercolor Collection 4, Krista Kohler. Watercolor on paper. A figure on a canoe with a sailboat behind them. Shades of maroon and violet. That Wasn't Chicken by Marchese Traver. Acrylic on canvas. An elaborately decorated and very colorful parrot skeleton standing on a prosthetic leg, eating what appears to be a leg of chicken. The parrot is standing on a porcelain plate with bones with a pink and purple brushstroke background. From the artist. The concept of this piece was inspired when I went to Epcot and toured the Mexico section of the theme park. I loved the artwork and used photos of sugar skulls as a reference. I started painting a parrot, and as I was adding on to it, I had the idea of this parrot eating a leg of chicken. As I was painting this, I thought it would be humorous to imply that the parrot was eating its own flesh. The parrot's name is George, and even though the title, "That Wasn't Chicken," implies that he's eating the leg, his prosthetic he is standing on, I wish to include this painting because George is handicapped, and I think that this would be a perfect piece to honor those with those disabilities. Serenity by Megan Braun, acrylic on canvas. Various shades and tints of blue and purple brushstrokes swirling out from the center. Scrawling Flowers by Amy Everett, watercolor ink, colored pencil on paper. Sketchy pink conehead flowers with green stems and a yellow-orange sky. From the artist. I actually photographed these purple conehead flowers outside of the Disability Network one summer on my way to Jody's MS support group. In recreating this image, I chose to layer multiple media with spontaneous loose scribbles. MS doesn't follow a neat pattern, but rather regularly throws curveballs into our lives, forcing us to continually adapt. Ideally, as our neural pathways are blocked, our bodies find new ways to function, like you can still see the flowers among the scribbles. Mythical Gathering by MRC Artworks, Kaylee B., Sean C., Elliot B., and Jessica W. Acrylic on canvas. A night scene along a beach. There's a volcanic mountain in the left background with a huge dragon emerging from the top. The bottom right foreground shows a partial dinosaur coming in from off the canvas. The dinosaur appears to be gazing at the gathering of mythical creatures. On the bottom left of the canvas, an oversized scorpion has both of his claws in the open position, and he is facing the water. At the base of this volcanic mountain, there are three unicorns. In the water, and on the right side of the canvas, two mermaid tails are surfacing from the water. The dark night sky has visible stars and red smoke coming from the volcano. From the artists. This group painting was created by four artists with disabilities who participate in the MRC Artworks Skill Building Program located on the beautiful and historic Kalamazoo Mall. Utilizing a found and partially painted canvas, each artist selected a unique creature to contribute, enhancing the collaborative effort. This project merges and blends various painting styles and techniques, showcasing a unified artistic experience. Nature Heals Noncompliance by Shalonda Jemison. Acrylic on canvas panel. A woman with her mouth open and a syringe to the right of her, an empty medication bottle in front of her. There are words in the sky crossed out in orange, red, and yellow paint. On the far right, a tree with words crossed out. From the artist. The concept of the piece is noncompliance as a way to reject the limitations of allopathic medicine and how natural remedies are beneficial for managing mental health disorders. I wanted to show that medication is an empty gesture for managing symptoms, yet things like herbs assist in remaining centered, and I am the owner of my healing journey. Transformation by Marchese Traver, Mixed Media Collage. Depiction of a garden in someone's backyard. Artificial flowers are growing out of terracotta cans with additional plants above them forming a garden above. A fence is behind it with two butterflies flying into the sky framed with white flowers. The collage behind it is an assortment of media featuring a mosaic mini watering can, butterflies of all types, a wooden flower frame, a painted feather cut out in a shadow box, and various trims, paper, and fabric that I recycled for this project. Above the collage is a collage butterfly coming out of a paper mache cocoon. The frame is a dictionary of pages folded in half, and along the bottom there are empty watercolor tubes with painted depiction of watercolor coming out of them. There is a rope with mini clothespins. Lonely by Isabella Brown. Canvas. Sketch of a girl holding a red ball, raising an eyebrow. Drawing feelings. Pearl by Ashley Herr. Pastel on paper. Black and white dog on a blue background. From the artist. Pearl is my dog that passed away recently. This is my favorite picture of her, so I recreated her in this piece with pastel. Untitled 2 by Kayla Mullenkowitz. Acrylic on canvas. Black, purple, and red drips and splashes. From the artist. We were doing pour paint in art class. I decided to experiment by using soap and stuff. Making this kind of art is calming for me. Tequamenon Fall by Bruce Tsuji. Acrylic on canvas. Tequamenon falls in autumn with red, orange, and green foliage and bright blue water. Untitled 2 by Terry Dean Fry. Acrylic on paper. Abstract. Gray, green, and maroon textural brush strokes. Looking Beyond by Amy Everett. Watercolor, ink, pencil, and glitter on paper. Green cactus skin with areas of brown decay. From the artist. Intrigued by the beauty of a decaying cactus, I used watercolor, ink, pencil, and glitter to capture this close-up from Arizona. Like those of us who develop disabilities later in life, it's been forever changed from its original form. I looked beyond its appearance and sharp needles. Hopefully those around us are also able to look beyond our disabilities to see us. Brain Fog by CJ Parker. Acrylic on canvas. Purple, green, blue, yellow, and white paint scraped across the composition in broad and textural strokes. Watercolor Collection 3, Christoph Kohler. Watercolor on paper. White flowers with purple-tinged petals on a stormy blue background. Aquarium by Boone Kupel. Clay, a two-panel tile of fish, water, and sand. Tile by Boone Kupel. Clay, three-dimensional beige tile with coral-like elements and marks across the surface. Fish by Boone Kupel. Clay, turquoise fish tile. Sunflower Fields by Ashley Herr. Colored pencil on paper. A sunflower with orange and yellow and brown petals and a large brown center. A blue butterfly floats next to it. From the artist. Sunflowers are bright and beautiful. They make me feel happy, so I wanted to make a picture that makes others happy. Now entering the gathering space. Looking at three paintings on our east-facing wall from left to right. Self-Portrait 24-2 by Megan Braun, acrylic on canvas. Face and chest of Megan, who has fair skin, brown hair, and wears glasses. Her shirt is bright orange, and the background is purple. From the artist. I painted this self-portrait for my final assignment for my painting class at Washtenaw Community College. Peaceful Landscape by MRC Artworks. Danny P., Martina S., Megan M., and Jessica W. Acrylic on canvas. Landscape with large rocks in the foreground and tall grasses on a hillside. A tree with green leaves takes precedence on the top right of the canvas. The background showcases rolling hills with green grass, and the top third of the canvas depicts a blue sky with wispy white clouds. From the artists. This is a group painting created by four artists with disabilities who attend MRC Artworks Skill Building Art Program in Kalamazoo on the beautiful and historic Kalamazoo Mall. These artists learn to mix and blend colors from a limited palette, creating soft textures with their brush strokes. Together, they chose to depict a peaceful landscape scene that resonated with them. Untitled One by Kayla Malinkowitz. Acrylic on canvas. In the middle is a large purple, blue, and pink circle with silver and gold highlights. One edge is yellow. The background is black with white splatters and gold and silver on top. From the artist. I wanted to make a big painting. I put a circle in the middle of it and then decided to make a planet in space. I gave it to my younger brother for his birthday. Now entering the small conference room. Starting with our left wall, moving to the back wall, and then finishing on the right-hand wall. The Elephant in the Wisteria by Amy Everett. Watercolor, paint, colored pencil on paper. A purple elephant emerges from a white background. From the artist. This image began as a watercolor blur of wisterias. When my daughter saw an elephant in some of the shapes, I chose to subtly emphasize this illusion. Some of us have hidden disabilities, others are overt, and still more think that they're hiding their disability better than they are. But disabilities can enhance our personalities and help us to recognize who and what are truly important in our lives. The title also references how many of us are reluctant to ask about or share disabilities, furthering the idea that the disability is something to be ashamed of, when in reality, sharing our struggles can spread knowledge and bring understanding. Fresh Flowers by Leah Crane, acrylic on canvas. A still life of a white daisy in a blue vase on a gray table. Supernova Sky by Marchese Traver, acrylic on canvas. Blue, black, white, and pink cells of poured paint. From the artist. The concept of this piece is that fluid art is one of my favorite ways to express myself. As an artist, there is no other art form more freeing than mixing up the paints, pouring them into cups, and onto the canvas. I love the fact that I'm not in complete control, and when I just go with it, I sometimes get very cool results. I chose the title Supernova Sky because I imagine watching a star explode into a supernova, and it might look something like this. Fluid art resonates with me because having a disability gives me the ability to think creatively and express this through my artwork. Just as I go with it when I pour the paint on the canvas at times, I just go with it when I see or process something differently than other people, and have learned to be okay with thinking and living very differently sometimes. Watercolor Collection 1 and 2 by Krista Kohler, watercolor on paper. A fish and a crane depicted in two separate pieces, both in shades of blue. Side view of the fish. The crane lands on a shore by a body of water. Stormy Night by C.J. Parker, acrylic on canvas. Abstracted view of a distant shoreline segmented into three rows, green on top, orange in the middle, and blue on the bottom. Untitled 3 by Kayla Malinkowitz. Acrylic on canvas. Black and blue squiggly background with a big pool of gray in the middle and a little spot below. From the artist. I was experimenting with pour paint. Riders in the Desert by Bruce Tsuji. Acrylic on canvas. Two horseback riders wandering through a desert landscape with red and gray mountains behind them and cacti on either side.